Welcome to the Blunt Force Gamers Podcast. Before we begin, a few things you should know. We are not politically correct, nor shall we endeavor to be. What you will hear in this podcast can quite possibly be described as horrible foul language. We can and will sound sexist, ageist, racist, sizist, ableist, classist, transphobic, jingoist, or any other ism out there. We speak our minds even if those words are rather vulgar. Seriously, if words hurt you from just hearing them, this podcast is not for you. If you're a gamer who doesn't mind a crude, unapologetic tidal wave of rotten gaming humor, then welcome home and enjoy the show. And we are back this week, joined with Darth Narcissus, Darth Blasphemous, Nej, and your host here, Game Goblin.
Hola.
Hello.
Moo.
Moo. That's it. Okay. Well, it's been a fun week for most of us. A lot of pain and suffering.
Lots of pain.
Agony. But we're still gamers, goddammit, and we troop through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yay. Blasphemous, you picked up the newest game off the market, Prey?
No, Narcissus did.
Narcissus did.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, he did. That's the point of having two Darths sitting around here.
Well, there's one Darth and an apprentice with dreams of glory.
Apprentice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I claimed my safety.
Star Wars was last week.
It is true.
Gaming this week.
Yeah. And I missed it.
You did.
You did.
You totally did.
It was... because you wanted to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. My work schedule's been stupid.
Anyway, tell us about Prey. What's so cool about it?
Dude, it's fun. Like, okay, I'm not a bit into the whole horror games.
That's
and I'm
me.
Really not. Yeah, that's Nej. And I'm really not that much of a fan of shooters. Like, the only real shooters I can stand are stuff like Bioshock, things like that. I have to have powers. If I don't feel like an Ubermensch walking around just burning people alive, I'm not having fun. Prey, you definitely do. You can, about two major quests in, or missions in, whatever you want to call it. You can get the ability to scan your enemies, similar to a Bioshock 2, and get powers from it. You use these little things, they're called neuromods, and you use them basically like skill points. You can buy up powers, you can do stuff like mimicking, inanimate objects, like... if there's a cup, you can use Mimic on the cup, and now you are a cup that rolls around and jumps and all this other stuff. Enemies don't notice you unless you are jumping around or moving a lot, so it's a way to sneak past things. You can actually beat the entire game without killing anything yourself, which is actually kind of cool.
I might have to
I have no interest in that at all. I kill everything. It's a really fun game. The story is... decent to good. I haven't beaten it yet. I've been working too much, but I'm at least the halfway point and I'm having a blast with it. The game's fun. What sort of things you want?
All right, so on a scale of shit, 1 to 5 super cool mega skulls.
Super cool mega skulls.
Super cool mega skulls. Scale of 1 to 5. How are the graphics?
Well, I'm playing it on an Xbox One.
Peasant.
I have... please. My computer would eat yours.
Shit, whatever.
Let's compare specs. I'm pretty sure my computer would
okay,
eat yours.
Okay, guys. No pissing contest with computers.
We're still going over the super cool mega skulls.
Yeah.
And besides, one second. I gotta say this right here.
Do I have to take my pain meds for
one
this?
Second. I separate my games out amongst my different systems so that when one person's playing on one thing, then another person can play another game on something else.
Yeah. He did it so we don't kill each other over consoles.
Married life.
At least I married my console.
So, like I said, I got it on the Xbox One. The graphics are... oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah, that...
I got it on the Xbox. You can just cut that out right there.
No, I can't.
I can.
He can.
Oh, well, okay, fine. He can. Maybe.
Please. He needs with the practice. The graphics are about in line with current gen.
It's there's nothing pretty as Horizon, though.
It's not as pretty as Horizon.
So it's about 3 mega skulls.
3 to 4. There's some as there's some. What are you showing?
Multi-class.
Lilu Dallas multi-class. Yeah. There are some aspects. There's some times when it's just straight up beautiful. So I'd say 3 to 4. Oh. I mean, let's say 3.5. We'll say 3.5. I've seen better, but I've also seen a lot worse on current gen.
Okay, so it's got some.
Have you seen anything from Dishonored?
Not recently.
Dishonored 2, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Dishonored 2, similar. Okay. Very similar.
What about the? Okay, so we got the graphics nailed down. They're pretty sweet, pretty beautiful. Sometimes awesome, sometimes meh.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the character customization options? How you play anyway?
Male, female.
Male, female. That's it.
Yep.
What about play any way you want to while you're in the mission?
Yes. So, like I said, you can beat the game. You can do your missions without killing anything. There's you can hack the doors instead of having to go and find key cards or the code to get in. There was one where I went this. I encountered a door that was locked behind. I needed hacking 3. I didn't have that yet, and so I ended up going. Through a whole bunch of other rooms, through all this other crap, and I ended up getting in. So I didn't have to go get the damn key card from wherever the hell the person that had it died. So, yeah, there's multiple different ways you can do it. Yes.
And music?
Good.
Yeah.
Very good ambiance.
Very good ambience?
Yeah. You in? Not as good as... I just started playing Nier also, Nier Automata. That music is...
Yeah.
6 out of 5 super death skulls.
Wow, 6 out of 5 super death mega
for,
death skulls.
For Nier Automata? Nier Automata. For Prey, it's a 4 and a 5.
Okay. So overall, you'd recommend?
Oh, definitely. I would definitely recommend Prey. Spoiler alert!
Oh.
Not a story spoiler.
No, just to let everybody know we're not endorsed by spoilers.
There is
a... Where's my Asians?
I have to mention this. I don't know when this will be posted or if it will be... what's the word I'm saying?
Dude, the game came out. It's already on the internet.
Well, no. I know it's out, but I want to say it, damn it.
Okay.
It's not a spoiler for the story. It's a spoiler for cheating like a dirty, dirty bastard.
Oh, quit using those words. I'm already turned on.
So, there's a crafting system in the game.
Yeah.
And this crafting, you take junk or other items, you throw it in a recycler, shoots out these cubes and orbs that give you the raw materials. You can use the 3D printers, the assembler, fabricators, to make items that you have plans for. Well, if you take the cubes of the items and put those back through the recycler, like let's say you have 1.5 cubes of exotic material, which is one of the materials you need to do stuff. If you then split that group up, so you have 2 groups, yada yada, you keep splitting the piles,
yeah,
and you recycle that, you double your stuff. Triple your stuff.
He had me come through so and
it,
do it.
It's not a glitch, it's an exploit. I'm pretty sure they are going to patch it eventually. Because it's ridiculous. It gets to the point where you don't even have to bother picking up crap anymore. Because you get patterns for everything. You get patterns for your guns. You get patterns for ammo. You get patterns for med kits. You get patterns for neuromods. So basically, after a while, I said, you know what? I got the pattern for neuromod. I'm going to get all the skills. So I'm not even halfway through the game. And I literally have... Well, I could. I'm on this playthrough. I'm trying it without most of the abilities. Most of the... like alien psychic abilities. Alien abilities, stuff like that. I did get the mimic one, but I'm not throwing fire right now. I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
See if I myself, the person who can't not burst people's heads, can play without that. But yeah, so I have enough neuromod sitting in my bag that I can just be like, yeah, fuck it, give me all the powers.
It was only funny because he had me go and do the duplication for him.
Yeah, I can't.
And he's like, here, no, you do it because you do this kind of thing. You do the grinding stuff. And I start doing it. I'm doing it for 30 minutes. He comes back. He's like, I have 9,000.
Just 9,000? It wasn't.
I was going to keep going, but he told me.
No, it's like 9,000. The exotic materials alone, I had like 9,000.
Yes. Over 9,000.
700 and. 983?
Over 9,000!
And the great thing about it... Let me actually talk about some of the things that do annoy me about the game.
Oh. The downsides.
So the downside of the game is inventory space. Now...
infinite cosmic powers, itty bitty storage space.
So the game starts out with a very limited inventory space that you got to use neuromods to unlock. But luckily, it's part of a decent chain, so it's not like you're wasting it just to get a couple more slots. But that's annoying, especially once you've maxed out your bag and you still come across a point where you can't pick up anything else. And you're like, I want to. It's annoying, not that big of a deal. The other one is when you're crafting, you can only craft one thing at a time. So you put in, you go to the fabricator, you find the pattern you want, you hit the insert materials, it inserts the materials, you hit craft, and it goes brrr, 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 and it 3D spits it out. And then you got to pick it up, because most of the time if you try printing it again, it won't let you because there's an item in the hopper. So you got to pick that up, then turn back, craft, brrr, brrr, brrr. It gets annoying when you're trying to craft a whole bunch of ammo or what have you.
Sounds fairly grindy.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I don't know. Even before I cheated to get all the extra materials to make stuff, I was encountering the problem of, this is taking forever. Just give me my damn items. Let me craft 10 at a time. Please. It doesn't do that. Other than that, those are really my only issues with it. Bag space. And I understand why, because you're not, you know, you're playing a doctor, a scientist. You're not playing a super soldier sort of dude that I can carry all the things, you know? So that makes sense. And the 3D fabricator, I understand. It's, you're literally using a 3D fabricator. You're not just like, you're not like going up to a freaking replicator and going, bloop, bloop, bloop. You know what I'm saying? You actually inserting the raw materials to make these things. So I can understand, but it is annoying.
Yeah.
But that's really it. Bag space, and it sucks having to make your crap. Big deal.
The only thing that like annoys me in games where shooting is a possibility is teleporting enemies. Do they teleport in this one?
So, when you say teleporting, are you talking about like it glitches?
No, I'm saying it's built into the actual engine of the game. You get a bead on the guy, you get your arrow or your gun aimed at the dude, and right when you squeeze off your shot, he like teleports 5 feet to the left or the right, and you completely whiff your shot.
Okay, so yes and no. There's a couple different enemy types. There are the basic mimics, which are the motherfuckers that will be... You walk into a room, and you're looking around. Before you get the item that I was talking about, the psychoscope that allows you to scan things, you look around and you're like, there's two chairs at that desk. One of those is a fucking mimic. It's an alien that can turn itself into any inanimate object. And some later on, they can even apparently do... I haven't gotten that far, but apparently they can do moving objects. And so you're like, So you shoot a chair, and okay, that wasn't it. You shoot the chair next to it, it screams and starts jumping around the fucking room. Like a madman. And then you're going, oh, where'd you go? They're black, they blend into the darkness. The rooms for them... Some of the rooms are kind of shadowy in some areas. So you got to turn on your flashlight and be like, where'd you go? Where'd you go, you motherfucker? And it'll jump out and attack your face. So they don't teleport around. The phantoms, on the other hand, are these humanoid-shaped things that have kind of an after-image thing.
Yeah.
And some of the higher-level ones actually will do a split-image thing where there's two of them, and then actually its clone actually can attack you. Or they'll do this, like, charge similar to the... from StarCraft, the Templars. Wow. That very much charge. So they don't teleport, but you're like, oh, there you are, and now it's running at you, so you missed. So it's not actually teleporting.
Yeah, it's just the teleporting I'm talking about is more like when you're playing a Bethesda game. It happens to be a lot in Skyrim, and it happens occasionally in the Fallout series. You'll just get a bead on the guy, and right when you take your shot, they just magically move off to the side so you whiff.
That sounds like a glitch, not like...
It's actually built in. It's part of their dodge stat.
Oh, yeah. No. There's nothing like that in this game. It's they either have an ability that says, no, I'm not actually there, or something like that. It's not actually, I dodged it. Ha ha, fuck you. Yeah. No, the game is fun. I'm not doing it justice by talking about it right now, but it really is really good. Sweet. I saw a couple reviews when it first came out. Somebody was talking about they had encountered on the PC, they encountered a game-breaking glitch. So out of there, they only gave it like a 4 out of 10. But they said it was beautiful before that.
Well, it's good to know that there's a game out there that's worth playing in space, because the last one that came out... Yeah, fucked hard.
No Man's Sky.
Kind of screwed the pooch on that one. Yeah, Hello Game screwed the pooch.
One of the things I really like about it is it's sandboxy. You're on a a satellite, this giant space station, and for the most part, unless you simply just don't have the card key or you don't have the specific item to get to the next this area, you can go back and forth between the different areas. Enemies don't stay gone. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You'll have cleared an area, you'll go to a load screen, you'll come back, and all of a sudden some of the bad guys are back. Or you'll clear a room, you'll go like four rooms away, you're like, oh, I gotta go back, and all of a sudden now there's a mimic there. You just cleared it out, but there's a fucking mimic that you didn't notice that wasn't there before, and now it's jumping at your face. I like that.
Okay, yeah.
Because I mean, the space station has been taken over by aliens, so why the hell wouldn't they go places? You know, and you can go basically anywhere you want. You can actually leave. You can unlock the airlocks and go out into space and EVA around. And if you have unlocked other areas, you can just skip. Be like, oh, I don't want to go back through the lobby. I'm just gonna go out this door, fly around the entire spaceship. Because I don't want to fight anyone right now, because fuck that. And there we go. There's the area I wanted. Go in through that airlock, take a couple turns, and where I wanted to go. I don't got to deal with all these other load screens and crap. The load screen times on Xbox One, I don't know how they are in the other systems. They're somewhat large, but it's not like, oh my god, I can go make a pizza, take a piss, go outside, smoke a cigarette, come back in, and it's only halfway done. It's not like that. But it's like...
Legacy of Kain load screens.
Oh god.
Jesus.
No, this is maybe like... On my Xbox, there's a load screen. I go take a piss, sit back down, and press A to enter. All right, cool.
Not bad.
So it's not like, but at the same time, I understand why, because the game has, when you put stuff in a container, it stays there.
Yeah.
Forever, the rest of the game. It doesn't go away.
Nice.
So sometimes, like a lot of times where people will like stash things in a container and they're like, oh, it's like 30 minutes, it'll be gone, so I gotta remember to... No, it stays there. And when you kill an enemy, it'll be there for the rest of the game. So like in the first bit of the game, you kill some of the enemies and there's like an extra organ that you can't harvest because you don't have the ability to harvest that to get the extra exotic materials. You can come back and reharvest all the dudes you killed in like the first hour of the game.
Huh. So there's a reason to go back to where you were at
before. There's a reason to go back. There's a lot of back and forthing. Because like I said, if you want to get the key cards, well, that key card is actually on the second room to the right in the very beginning of the game. Oh, okay. We'll walk over there, and kill the dude, and take the thing.
Take the thing.
That's right.
Sweet.
It's fun. It really is. Like I said, everything stays, so you don't got to worry about that.
Clove cigarette.
Smells good.
I will say one thing I've noticed that I'm just slightly disappointed in. It's not as startle magnified as some games.
Yes, that's actually one of the things I do like about it. So other than...
Makes me sad.
Other than the mimics, there's not really a... Oh shit moment. It's not like Dead Space.
Where you're walking every corner going, oh my god, what's going to pop out of me?
Yeah. There's very few jump scares. And most of the ones that they are just natural ones. Like, it's a mimic that just came out of nowhere. Or you had checked an area, but you didn't look in that corner and you didn't notice there was a phantom sitting in there. The humanoid ones. And he's dark and he didn't notice you, so he didn't immediately attack you. Like, if you come up behind them, they don't see you. They don't have 360 sense like some bad guys in some games. They're like, ah! So if it's sitting in the corner, just staring at the wall, because it's an alien, and you didn't see it, you walk over and, now it's jumping at you? Yeah, that's a natural jump scare. It's not like you're walking down the hallway and now a tentacle wraps up your leg and you're being dragged through the walls. No, that's... Fuck that. I don't like that shit.
I like that.
I don't like that.
Hoping
I'm black. Black people ain't down with that shit.
I was really hoping for that because...
Oh, we don't play that.
The idea of these aliens being able to take form of anything. You think you're safe, you think you're good, then suddenly it just out to get you.
Well, spoiler alert. The space station is an alien.
That'd be cool.
Interesting, but no. Yeah. I've shot the walls enough times.
Do you know how many hit points that thing has?
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but if I am...
Its hit point bar has
I am hundreds of times. I'm hundreds of times bigger than a mosquito. Or I'm hundreds of times bigger than a flea, all right? But when a flea bites me, I'm still like, ah! Fuck you!
Yeah.
But when I'm firing a laser gun, right, at this alien, and I'm like missing, because I'm bad at first-person shooters, and I'm blasting at the wall, if it was alive, the wall would have noticed. This gun, when you hit things with it, it fills up their health bar from the normal enemy red to a green. It fills up as you shoot it. And when it fills up all the whole way, the enemy explodes. Which is really awesome. It's the most powerful weapon in the game.
Gortastic.
Oh, that's another thing. All the weapons have an upgrade, except for the wrench. The wrench does not have an upgrade. But you can upgrade the range, power, all this other stuff of the weapons. So it's got a little bit of RP element because with the skill yeah. points from the neural mods and the weapons. The glue gun. It's the jelly form.
It's like a jelly
organic form. Something. I can't remember. When you shoot it, it basically shoots out and it hardens and it looks like popcorn, kind of. It shoots non-lethal rounds. So if you shoot an enemy, it'll glue them in place for a little bit until you bash them. Or if they're stronger, they'll rip their way out of it. I love that damn thing. You can make... it'll stick to basically anything except for glass or itself. So you can't, like, look at the ground, shoot it, and jump up, land on it, shoot it, jump up, and land on it. It won't work like
that. So no infinite tower.
No infinite tower. But you can make staircases out of it. You know, look at a wall, shoot there, go over a little bit more, shoot up, and do that, and then just walk your way up all the way. There's no area of the game that you can see that you cannot get to. Well, not true. Outside of the station, if you go too far away from it, the station has energy shielding around it. If you go out too far, you start taking lethal radiation. So other than outer space, you can go anywhere you can see in the game.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you just started drifting away from the space station for countless hours, that ended, then it'd become No Man's Sky.
But, yeah, I mean, the game is, it's phenomenal. Sweet. It really is. I am thoroughly enjoying myself.
Stretch.
And now for another game, Nier Automata. I won't go as much into this one. The graphics are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You actually might like it because there's multiple playthroughs. But the first playthrough, you're playing as BO2.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the android girls.
The lolly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she's running, the camera goes back a little bit and down, and you get a panty shot the entire time she's running.
Oh, this is going to be horrible. I mean, it's a great view, but then you can't see anything else, so something does jump out.
No. There's you can see everything in here. But it just goes like, hey, her skirt's lifted up while she's running.
Yeah, because it's a Japanese game, dude.
Well, yeah.
Of course you
and when
that.
She's climbing ladders, hey, there's straight panty shot the entire time.
Yeah, that's the I was looking at the reviews for that. That's the one with the three androids and the post-apocalyptic future.
It's the year, like, 11,000 or some shit.
Yeah.
It's a great game. I beat the first playthrough. I'm working on the second one. So there's 26 endings in the game. Now, here's the thing. There's only about 4, maybe 6 actual full endings. The rest of them are just a little, the screen goes black and it says a little snippet.
Yeah.
Like in back in Nier Automata, there is levels. It's an RPG. It's a JRPG, I believe. Yes, it's Japanese.
Yeah, it's a JRPG. Yeah, so it's an RPG.
It's a hack slash RPG. There is chipsets, which are your skills and modifications to your character. Like, you know, you put this one in, you get a bunch more health. Right? You put this one in, weapon deals more, yada, yada, yada. There's one called the OS. And it even has a little note on it that says, if you remove this, your android will die. If you take it out, the screen goes black and it gives a little snippet about, you know, you fell over dead. And that's one of the endings. And when you go to reload the game, it'll give you a little ending and it'll give you a little letter. I think if you kill yourself with the OS, it's ending H. And if you get them all, it's A, B, C, D, E, F. It's literally A through Z. And it's interesting. I really like it. The game changes. The game has multiple endings, like I said. The second playthrough, you're playing as the guy. And then there's two more, I believe, after that. And the everything carries over from the game before. So I landed at like level, I think, only like 37. And so when I started the next playthrough, I'm level 37 from a different character's viewpoint. The game's really cool because it switches its playstyle quite frequently. Like, you start out the game as a in basically a asteroid slash something or other shooter. Like, it has aspects where it's like straight down. There's enemies coming around all from around you. They're shooting stuff. You can shoot some of their bullets away and blow up their bullets. They're just all around you. You gotta shoot them out. Then it'll go from to a side screen shooter. And then it goes to a hack and slash. The hacking in the game is basically you're this little ship thing and you gotta shoot the target that's sometimes shooting at you, or there's a bunch of other ones that you gotta kill first before it drops its shield and you can kill it. And it just it changes its playstyle constantly throughout the game. Like, there'll be aspects where it's still a hack and slash, but now it's side scroller. Yeah.
Talk about keeping you on your toes.
It's not constantly, like, every, like, 30 seconds or whatever. But, I mean, it's predominantly hack and slash. But it has enough thrown in where it's just like, oh, okay, cool. But when I say it's hack and slash, I mean, it's not quite as good as, or in depth as, Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more, maybe not, I should say a lot more. It's a lot more user-friendly than that. Like, with that, it's like combo, 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 combo. In this, it's like you just hit hard, weak weapons, hard weapon a couple times, and you do your combo sort of thing. The camera is actually really friendly when you can control it. When it's not, we're in a side-scroller now. Fuck you.
Yeah, side-scroller. Eat it.
But it's really fun. The story is great. But it's JRPG. So it's kind of weird, kind of, there's a twist there, you know there's a twist. You play your first playthrough, you're like, all right, I know exactly where this is going. But it's fun. The graphics are amazing. I'd say, like I said, 5 out of 5. I only encountered one graphical glitch. In the 28 hours or so I had played on
that. And that was when you were playing through, the camera panned back and there was panties in the way of your view.
No,
there was this weird brown glitch, apparently.
No, it was a missing face. Missing face, eyes still there.
Glitch. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was like, ugh!
Nightmare fuel.
Yeah, nightmare fuel. The music, like I said, 6 out of 5. It's like, I just straight up, I went to the carnival. There's a carnival in the game. And I just left it there for like 40 minutes. Just
to listen to the noise.
Kicking back and just listening to the music. I'm like, this is badass. I love this.
It actually got to the point that I didn't mind him playing without his speakers while I was playing Horizon.
Without my headset.
I had the music in it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't wanted a soundtrack that much since Shenmue.
And then,
eggs.
The combat, polished. It's got a nice lock-on system. You have a little robot that floats above your head that basically you can... God damn, dude.
Quick pause.
No, God. The internet needs to know about his about Gamer Goblin's horribleness.
He just tried killing us with toxic fumes.
I told you, eggs.
But so you have they're called pods.
I'm so glad I'm way over here.
So the little robot that floats above you is called a pod. You can eventually get 3 of them. You swap them out, or they'll combine to do a super move. They'll all do the super move at once,
My pod just did a super move.
And basically you can lock onto a target, and then you just hold down the fire button, and it'll just constantly be shooting. So while you're doing your hack and slash in, it'll just keep shooting at the thing. It's great because it gives you a long range option. The fighting style between the different androids is pronounced. Like the first one, B. I think it's BO2. It's been a few days since I played. I'm horrible at names, even letters and numbers. The first one you have she has two weapons. You know, you can set up like strong weapon, weak weapon, whatever. I was using for the most part a fast sword and a spear. And so there's different weapon types. But like I said, she switches between the two and just keep firing. Whereas if you're him, you only have one weapon. You can change what that weapon is, but you can only use one weapon. So his attacks are a little bit less fluid because he's supposed to be a, not a spy, but a scout, where she's a straight up combat unit. So he's a scout. He's not really designed for the combat. So, I mean, you can feel that.
Yeah.
It's fun. I would definitely also recommend Nier Automata.
All right. So in closing, Nier Automata. How many super, mega, ultra, awesome Death Skulls did you give it? Overall, this is graphics, music,
playability. I haven't beaten the game fully yet.
Normal.
So,
fuck you.
I haven't beaten the game fully yet, but I have beaten one playthrough. From what I have seen alone, I'll give it a 5.
A 5. 5 out of 5 super ultra mega death skulls for Nier Automata.
Now, I may have to go back after I've beaten the game the rest of the way and adjust that score after the additional playthroughs.
Absolutely. But, and how many super ultra mega awesome death skulls for Prey?
Once again, I'm only halfway through the game right now. Where I am right now, I would rather be doing that right now than this, so 5.
Okay.
That's actually what I got torn away from to do this.
But you wouldn't be able to tell the world how awesome it is. And hey, I've got good news as we're moving into the second half of our podcast. Like I mentioned on our neat little ultra cool Clubhouse forum channel, we have some new faces cropping up from time to time. We're actually getting fans.
We are!
We are.
Oh my goodness! People like us!
Well, they like you guys because I haven't been involved. God damn it.
And they love you messing around with that table. Your lighter, your pack of smokes, now your drink.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. Eat a dick.
And that's why they love you,
buddy. Do not make me squeeze my guts right now.
Oh, God. Please don't.
I'll bring my new cat, dude.
We actually do. I checked our Podbean. We've got a couple of new faces on there. Facebook's had a couple of new faces pop up. We
now,
actually
these aren't
got
people actually connected to us.
These are people that I look at the names. I'm like, guess it could be so and so, and then I try to verify it. So yeah, it's new faces, people I don't know.
They like us. They really like us. Or they're psychotic, possibly.
Maybe we're somehow funny.
I don't forbid.
I don't think so.
Well, they can't see us. They don't know how funny looking we all are.
Well, speak for yourself. I mean,
okay, there, Patches.
Patches. Hey, you leave my eye injury. He's mocking my eye injury I had last week.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, around the corner is E3.
Last year was
pretty fucking lackluster.
Yeah.
There was only one game last year I was excited for. That's the Friday the 13th game coming out.
Should be fun.
It is so retro 1980s. The soundtrack, the clothing, the buildings. It's like I'm back in the fucking 80s. All I need now is a few rails of cocaine and Karma Chameleon playing in the background. But
Karma Chameleon. You come and go. You come and go.
The fact that one player plays...
Wait, we don't own that.
Jason.
Don't worry, that was so horrible, they will never try to come after us.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get
you should bloop. You should bloop that, though.
No, I'm not blooping it. If they flag us, I'll be like, that was Darth Narsis singing. the fact that you could play Jason Voorhees and run around and kill the shit out of teenagers in super gore-gasmic ways.
Yeah, I saw the a bunch of the kill scenes from that.
Yeah.
It gave me a boner.
Like the one where he grabs a kid and just shoves his face in the side of a building until the body stops moving. Just crunch, 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 crunch. I was like, that's like the old school movies. Fuck yeah. So hopefully E3 this year will fucking pick it up. Because they've been down since the big reveal of the X-Bone and PS4.
Well, it doesn't help that some of the things that they promised us fell through the last couple of years.
Yeah, a lot of the things we were supposed to see.
Games that I was really looking forward to.
I know.
Hey, the biggest thing that I was hoping for came true, and American Gods is on TV, but I still haven't watched it.
I've heard a lot of complaints about it, actually.
Really? Because they just got confirmed season 2.
Huh. Season 2 confirmed, which means Half-Life 3 confirmed. Yes!
Dude, I still say that they gave, that they...
Oh, dear.
Here we go. I'm going to need my pain meds.
No, I was just going to say that they totally, if they were going to make Half-Life 3, they missed their perfect opportunity with it for announcing it with the...
Portal 2?
No, with the Steam console.
Mm, right.
That would have been a good setup.
Yeah, because then the Steam console would have sold.
I have to admit, I'm not going to lie, I have not been following it. It did actually come out.
Really? I saw it on the show.
Like, the only thing I was interested in was the controller. The controller looks badass. Yeah, I controller.
I have no idea what
I saw it on the shelves a few years ago, I think it
that?
Was, or whatever. Mm. I saw a Steam Normie. Box picture thing.
Oh, yeah.
It just kind of tapered off.
I guess it was so much that I'm so used to Steam saying coming soon and then soon never happening that I just stopped paying attention to when it came out. So it's actually been out for years.
Wow. I stopped paying attention.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I love the hell out of Steam. I love the hell out of Steam.
Steam is
my
brilliant.
My backlog of games alone is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I tap into it every now and again and play the games that he claims he's going to play.
For me, Steam is becoming like my Netflix of gaming. There's like a 10 dozen video games I don't want to play and one that I do want to play, but I just don't have time for that one. So I'm like, screw it. I got to go to bed anyway from work.
But I still want that Steam controller, dude.
Yeah.
That thing
I'm
going
to have to look that up as soon as I get my phone back.
No.
Seems real, or the whole thing was supposed to be really cool.
And E3 is going to be so much better this year, because I'm going to shoe in on this one, because it's a good segue. Now that one arch nemesis of gaming has finally walked the fuck away, and the other one has gotten red-pilled.
Thank fucking God.
So, gaming and politics now can start walking away from each other on the path to life, and we
Which
gamers can get
good.
Back to having fun.
We can get the fantasy aspect back.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, as a female character, I'd rather look at a hot chick running around than some kind of freaking realistic looking...
Nedge, to quote you, as a female character...
dude.
We're all pretty sure that I'm not necessarily completely female.
She's figuring out the Matrix. She knows that these aren't really stucco walls.
See, that's what happened when you tried the Oculus the first time.
But yeah, Sarkeesian is finally walking away. She's kind of giving up, and that's one
Salute.
Less horrible, bad,
they
vile
just
creature.
Need to stay out of our entertainment.
Well, we've got two more left in the video game world that are big names that hopefully will go the fuck away.
What, are you talking about the one everyone forgot about and, like, to the point that she's trying to get publicity again for stupid shit?
No, we've still got Zoe Quinn. She's still fucking around with some douchebaggery. And then there's the mutant who's now trying to run for politics.
Oh, God.
The guy who's now a chick who was part of Gamergate and is now trying to get into politics.
Well, I don't fucking
Which
know.
One's that?
I don't know its name.
I honestly
I'm
don't
not,
care.
For those who you know actually give a shit about isms, I'm not throwing out an ism here. I just don't give a fuck about the individual. So I'm not even going to pay proper respect in any form.
All I know is I had seen the changing sides of Lacey happen when she was on a live stream playing Quiplash with Jeff Holliday and the like months ago.
What, did he use his gender to oppress her?
No. I just saw that she was willing and open to sit down and hang out with these people. Because a lot of them, like Shives. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, that guy. Fucking A.
he will block everyone. In fact, she even turned on him because of that blocking shit. There's a whole post out right now of conversation between the two. It's one of those things where, in video games, we don't need to get political. You can have your political opinion, I have mine. We disagree between the four of us many a time.
Oh, quite often.
Well, that's one of the few things that actually blipped up on the radar just momentarily, long enough to go the fuck away, and it was great, is for older dumb shits like me, video games cause violence. I went through that era. Fuck, I went through the era that they were burning D&D books because gaming made us worship Satan.
He's not even in there.
He's not even in there.
I dealt with the tail end of that one.
Yeah. And, of course, you got the tail end of video games cause violence. And then it blipped up on the radar that now video games cause people to be sexist. And that lasted, like, a week before vanishing into the ether because people were like, well, video games causing violence was already debunked, so your conversation is invalid.
Oh, video games cause X
debunked.
Yeah,
do you know how many times I had to tell people video games kept me from being violent?
No, I'm sorry. Video games do cause something.
Joy. Happiness.
Sore butts.
Sore thumbs.
Carpal tunnel.
I was going to say carpal tunnel.
I've never gotten carpal tunnel. Or had my wrists start hurting.
You know what does cause carpal tunnel, though? Phone Jacking games. It? Well, no, that's carpal tunnel of the wrist I'm talking about. Remember that story from, I don't know, it was like 7-10 years ago now, where teenage girl, God knows from where, and I'll try and get a citation.
Was that the texture chick?
Yeah, where she had to have the tendons in her thumb, both thumbs removed, because she was doing the repetitive motion so much day in and day out that she destroyed the tendons in her thumbs, and now she can't use them at all.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's actually slightly worse than a NES controller for about 12 hours. The old square brick NES controllers, those things would fucking destroy your hands after a while.
No.
Your pinkies would get stuck in a position.
Your pinkies would get stuck in that weird position. And your index fingers
would get all twitchy.
Because they were wrapped around the top, you like right in the crease of your finger, it would be sore as hell because of the edges.
Yep. I still run into that problem. Playing Horizon, right? You're doing the bow and arrow thing, so you're constantly, you've got trigger finger motion going on. That tendon on the top of my pointer finger was getting so painfully sore, I actually had to take breaks.
That's what video games do cause. It causes sore butts, calluses on thumbs, sore fingers, and sometimes an erection.
But hey, it's okay. It gives us problems.
Especially murder erection. Oh my god, murder erection.
Yeah, murder erection.
Murder boner.
Hey, that's how my downloaded certain mods from sites, and that'll be on one of our exclusive episodes when we get around to doing that. I'll talk about adult mods.
Some of those are so stupid.
Some of them are very stupid, but even the...
like the nude one they did from WoW a long time ago.
No, even on the vanilla mods, there are some really good ones that just... Like the EMB presets will give you graphics boners. Just, you change your preset a little bit, then you log in the game, and you're like, oh my god, the game looks so much better now. And it looked great before. Or even some of the play... Like, I got one that was just for bows. And it gave me an audio boner. Because it changed the sound effect for a bowstring to sound like a real bowstring.
Oh, cool.
And it was like studio quality.
Instead of that rubber band.
Instead of that weird rubber band sound, and I'm like, oh my god, that's awesome.
Here's a fun one for you. So a guy, I forget what game it was, but Loading Ready Run did a thing about it on their little gaming newscast. Yes, I will drop names because I'm not ashamed to. So a guy...
I don't know, that did sound kind of like you were insulting him. On the little gaming thing.
A little gaming thing.
I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Probably bigger than us.
They're huge.
Probably my ass, dude. They're huge. Okay.
I can't remember what the fuck the thing's called. But so this guy had 4 high-level fucking video cards to run some game... And it was so super realistic. It was like running what they said, like 8K or some shit.
Wow.
And he had another computer with 4 slightly not as good video cards just to record it. And it wasn't a still image they were using on the thing. They were trying to play the video, and their computer gave them 2 frames to try and show this little video of a guy playing at 8K resolution.
Jesus.
Like, it is ridiculous what some people are willing to do.
He could play the game itself, no problem.
Yes.
But the recorder couldn't?
Their computer couldn't translate it, and he had a second computer just to record what he was doing.
Yeah. So that system would eat the shit out of mine.
Yeah.
My system is but a flea upon that one's backside.
That is definitely PC Master Race.
That is.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, I'm going to need to rebuild mine because apparently it keeps dropping the audio. Yeah. I tried it on my own.
I'm going to be getting a desk again, so I'll be able to play PC games. I'm so happy.
I unfortunately am kind of done with Ark.
That's not surprising.
Well, Ark is really good on the low end. When you first start in the game, the first 30 levels or so, as a survival game, it's great.
It gets boring.
But once you get to the top end, those last 10, 20 levels, it's just grind.
Boring. Which, I'm sorry, the grind can be fun for a while, but after a while, you're just like, I've got other games I want to try.
Medj loves grinding in games. I despise it.
I don't like waiting 2.5 days with my tribe around the fucking dial-o.
I'm sorry. I play video games to get away from the boringness.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring boring into my game to add some sort of gating. Don't gate my goddamn games.
I'm sorry. I kind of had fun building the ultimate dinosaur, okay?
Like, I love WoW. I don't give a fuck. I love the shit out of WoW. But the way they do the gating in some of those games, it's padding their runtime.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I do not like it. It's bullshit.
There's grind and then there's just too much grind. Like, I don't know how they did it.
Spending 48 hours to wait for a dinosaur to grow up? Yeah.
Like the
old... No, okay. Ark, that is beyond insane.
The old Final Fantasy games, I'll give it to them, they found that comfortable medium where you were grinding constantly. I spent countless hours running in fucking circles doing random
back and forth between a door just to reach
your
monster.
But at least you saw some sort of...
Incremental growth.
You saw some sort of gain for your effort. Whereas grind games now, you don't see gain for your effort until like a month down the line.
Yeah.
And that's kind of...
I think that's the main reason why I got bored with the dinosaur building in Ark.
Yeah, the dinosaur building in Ark, I mean, the game was great starting off, but later on it kind of died out. Then I got into Planet Explorers, and if I ever get a spare copy of that one on Steam, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It is, I did a review on Steam, and a few people found it funny, some people found it nice, and whatever. The only thing that I don't like is you can't use meat as a building component, because I wanted to build a fortress out of meat. But the first playthrough I went through, and I was awestruck by the visuals. And graphically, it's a little on the cartoony side, a little, a step above WoW. The characters are a little bit anime-looking. The sound is pretty cool. Sound is cool. Not stuttering that time. Overall, the game was pretty good. It had its moments. There were some people who... by the script, you can't save them, even though I did try to save them.
Oh, I hate that.
I hated it, too. There was my second playthrough. I was fucking prepared.
You're like, I'm going to save this fucking person.
Oh, I decided I was going to save my entire encampment. Because you're in charge of all the survivors. For some reason, you are captain leader of everybody.
Captain Save-A-Ho?
You're Captain Save-A-Ho, even though you have no skills for that. And when the alien invasion started, I had so many goddamn turrets that once they cycled up, my frame rate would drop to shit. And so, like, the alien invasion starts, and I hear, like, all of my turrets cycling up, and I just, like, sit back in my chair, light a cigarette, wait for the battle to be over. And everybody but two people were saved, and I noticed these were the same people who died before. And when I went through the battle log, they'd never gotten hit. But the aliens never had a chance. They never landed inside my compound.
Oh, they were just literally programmed to die.
They were literally programmed to die.
Oh, that's bullshit.
It is. But overall, the game, I would recommend it, even though it's an indie game right now and it's still in development. They're still clowning around with it. And see, look at this. Already, Sarkeesian has fallen and we're talking about having fun and gaming again.
Good lord.
All this talk about feminist bullshit makes me want to play Bullet Witch again.
Makes me want to play Wet.
Never played that one.
Wet came out for PS3, I believe, PS2 era. Well, late PS2, early PS3 era, and it had bullet time in it. So it was an action game. You're running along, much like Mirror's Edge. You're running along, you're firing your guns at everything, and when the screen would like flicker a little bit red, And when it did that, you could hit a button and you go into bullet time and everything on the screen would slow down and you like do like a special rock star slide on your knees across the floor, just popping caps off of people, just dropping everyone left and right, or running along the walls, but you're doing it all in bullet time, so it's action scene, very cinematic.
Oh, see, that's fun.
Yeah. It was pretty fucking cool from the demo. I wanted to pick up the full copy.
I just got a kick out of Bullet Witch because it was a short game. A fun little short game. Yeah, it had the magic aspect of it, which was kind of awesome, but her weapon was glorious. I want that gun. I might have to build that gun just to have it on my wall. But yeah, it was totally fan service. The costumes you run around in, you could do the schoolgirl, you could do secretary. And yeah, it's fan service, but it was a fun game anyway. It sounds kind of
like Onichanbara. With its special costumes. And the thing about Onichanbara that was really funny in the background, now that sexism is finally going away in video games, we can talk about this openly, is you were playing scantily clad Asian girls. And the whole thing was, is they were zombie killers, and the more of the zombies' blood that they got on their bodies, they would absorb like some sort of power from it and be able to do even cooler attacks and shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, like, all the special unlock costumes were, like, schoolgirl, but scantily clad schoolgirl, or cheerleader, scantily clad cheerleader. Onichanbara. It was hilarious.
That actually sounds really amusing.
And it was so bad. It was just a hacking, it was a hack and slash game. It was just run in there and hack things apart. And it really had nothing for storyline. It was just visuals. It was nothing more than, my game system is masturbating for me. That's it. But it was just fun as a mindless game to sit back and just be like, I want to lose an hour of my day and do something mindless.
Did you hear the good news?
Oh, wait. Today is a good news avalanche. I mean,
good news, everyone.
Darksiders 3 is coming out. They're actually going to do 3. You're running around as Fury. Although, if you actually see it, I don't know what's up with her hair, but apparently gravity doesn't affect her hair at all.
So it started with...
You started with War.
War.
Then you played Death. Now you're playing Fury, the sister.
Oh.
They're not actually the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They are the
horsemen. Are four horsemen during an apocalypse.
Okay, because I just think it'd be kind of funny if they continued that line. You know, the next one comes in is, you know, famine, and he just sits in the corner and I'm hungry.
You know, see, that's what where was I prefer
the Good Omens famine, where he's like, I'm a businessman.
I always thought it would be hilarious if they did Famine as the female, because then I hate to say it, you could have this stick figure of a chick walking around just pulling the life out of people.
And then she's bulimic, so she barfs it back up.
One thing I do find interesting about the...
Darksiders?
The Darksiders. I kept trying to say... Anyway.
Dark Souls?
Yeah.
I've had a couple people do that. I'm like, Darksiders, not Dark Souls.
One thing I do find interesting about the Darksiders games... is that the different...
playstyles?
Different playstyles between the different characters.
What's cool about Fury is she's working with a whip. So hers is going to be up close yet distant attack. What?
He's looking at me.
Because you're making funny faces.
Yes, I am.
No, I just like how it went from swordplay to long range to... not up close and personal, but...
Well, I mean, I found it interesting, like...
Oh, it just hit Narciss. Oh, no, it just hit Blasphemous, not Narciss.
God damn it.
Too many Darths.
There's only one Darth.
Too many Darths in the room.
Anyway, I did hear that a lot of people were unhappy with the way Darksiders 2 was basically just a looting game.
Yeah, it was, but that's okay, because 3 has all the promise. It should be better. I hope it's better.
Well, I actually liked it. It didn't feel like nothing but a looter to me.
It was, I hate to say it, it reminded me of a darker version of Zelda.
And I'm sorry, but Zelda games...
Oh, I love Zelda.
I just was
expecting more from it.
You're playing Death, but it's not safe to go alone, take this.
Kinda.
Okay.
Well, no, you haven't played it? Uh-uh. So when she's saying so like in the Zelda games, you always get, you know, the new... weapon you need to defeat the new dungeon.
Yeah.
In the Darksiders 2 especially, every single dungeon, basically, you get a new item you need to be able to beat that dungeon.
Yeah. I mean, you're running around, it's larger world. It's still a slasher
for the most part, but when you get into the dungeons, like, when you beat an area...
It's not really a slasher, though.
Well, it's hack and slash, not slasher. Well, dude, you're running around with your scythe. You're shooting at motherfuckers. When they get too close, you beat the shit out of them with your scythes. Well, they're sickles, but not scythes.
So basically, the game leads you through with breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Which
you can't go into this area. You need a sort of grappling hook weapon. So now you got to go to the dungeon that will give you the grappling hook ability.
The first one was very linear. Very linear. You expected it in the second one, but it was a little too...
Hand-holding?
Yeah, a little.
They might as well have just had the yellow umbilical cord to guide the way.
Yeah.
And actually, I think they do have it.
I think they did.
Oh, I was joking.
Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't. You had dust. You push the button and dust would fly off, telling you to go that way.
That way.
Oh, yeah.
Or, hey, look, there's crows over there. There must be something there.
That mountain looks quest-worthy.
Exactly.
Onward!
And speaking of which, also in good news, I just got my email from them. They got their ship from Mongolia. They're handling distribution as of last week, getting the...
They had the DVDs, but the Blu-rays were still held up last I saw.
They said they had everything.
Did you get it today?
No, I got my email last week.
I gotta go.
And what we're talking about on the podcast is last winter? Last fall?
Spring?
Last, I don't know.
No.
We funded it last February.
What? So
right before
spring.
Yeah, that's right.
We helped fund the new Journey Quest season. Journey Quest season 3. Me and Narciss threw down a shit ton of cash.
I threw down 150.
Yeah. Well,
Me and Narciss got
into a dick waving contest over that.
We did. He was like, I did this much. I'm like, I did this much. And he's like,
the best part is, gamer was can like, I do this?
Goblin was like, well, I'm going to increase mine to this. I'm like, oh yeah, fuck you, I'm going to do this. And he's like, well, I'm going to do that one too, because that's the biggest thing you let us go.
Yep. So, yeah, we helped fund the new Journey Quest, and we were talking about the emails for getting our DVDs and our fun stuff and our Bardic Immunity badges.
Stealing that.
I don't have to share mine anymore.
Yay!
I'm going to Dutch oven you for trying to steal my badge.
And orc I got my new orc word coined and everything.
Dude, I keep forgetting to check my emails. So I did I sent the thing to get it done, and then I didn't check the emails after that. So, I am so bad about checking my email. I have not emptied my email account in 3 years.
My God, man.
No, 2 years ago I emptied it. 2 years ago I emptied it. The last time I checked, it was somewhere over like 10,000.
Wow.
Or whatever the hell. It's like almost full. It's insane.
I don't really check mine either, though.
I'm curious, how many emails do I have?
All right, well, while he checks his email, I'm going to wrap up this podcast because we're getting to that point and one of us needs to get to work.
How far have we run?
Oh, we're in an hour, dude.
Well, something fun.
Something fun.
So they said they got the DVDs. Blu-ray should show up any day now. They'll organize and get stuff done, blah, blah, blah. But the fun thing about Kickstarters are many projects to look at, many things you'll find fun. We did Journey Quest. I've also done the Replicants game we talked about in episode 1, which...
We should visit that guy.
Yeah, we should hit him up.
Because I, too, want to bust a cap in someone's ass.
Oh, with some D&D?
Some D&D.
Dude, I'm sending my stuff off to Loading Ready Run probably next week.
Sweet.
I've got a box. So if any of you guys want to send some stuff to some Canadians that are actually good, you know, gamers and nerds...
Like what?
I don't know, I'm sending them a Radcon hat, D&Dizzle, laser metal, and that thing of Star Wars Next Generation cards. But
now, why are we doing this?
I'm doing it because I want to.
But you're just
because what? Because like Matt Mercer's game thing, people just send them free stuff. I should open a P.O. box, that way if we actually get any fans that want to mail us things that don't tick in the box,
sweet,
we might get free shit. That'd be so awesome.
I've got one, I could just change a name on it, it's just going to cost like a bit of money for the year.
Really?
But we could renew it and just keep it.
Is it here in...
It's here in the local city.
So apparently you'll be able to send us stuff. Oh, dear God.
Dude, some of these guys get really cool shit.
But a fun thing is, like, I just did one that finished up today, which was Johannes Voss, the Magic the Gathering artist. Sold a bunch of stuff to do prints. Well, I'm getting a Blood Artist print, Stoneforge Mystic print, and... the hell was it? No, a thing of essential tokens and for modern and EDH. And one of them is Lead by Example, the other Magic the Gathering card. This person did Magic the Gathering art. And they're like, you know what? I want to do a campaign to get a whole bunch of prints done up. Here's a bunch of things. You know, here's custom tokens and this, that, and the other thing. And it funded, which was great because By the time I found it, it was already three times over what he was asking.
Yeah.
And we almost hit the 50,000 euro mark for him to do a custom piece of art that gets sent to everyone. But, you know, it's cool things like that you can find where you can connect with these people. That's the journey quest. You guys got to go drink with them. I got to hang out outside.
True that.
But, you know, there's good shit like that. And to be honest, I could see us throwing a Kickstarter together for something eventually.
Eventually. Well, now that the...
Shilling
is done, and he's checking his emails and all that.
I forgot my password.
Yep. we've got a bunch of good news. Ding Dong Sarkeesian's gone. The SJW Warriors are losing. And we can actually get back to gaming with... Have some fun with it without the dark cloud looming over.
Ooh, speaking of, I love the dark cloud games.
Exactly. So you can get back to playing Prey. When you see a girl's ass, you can no longer have to feel guilty about it and apologize for being born a male. That's pretty fucking cool.
Wait, no, not white.
So he has to apologize for being black?
No. There was no apology.
He doesn't have to apologize because...
Oh, no, he has to give out half an apology.
Half-assed apology.
Half-assed apology.
Wait, which ass?
Because we know what muddies the water.
You are what muddies the water.
Yeah. So E3 is coming up, so we're going to be paying attention to that and doing a few more mentions of that in our podcast. Hopefully
When is that blind game coming out?
Blind? I don't know.
That blind horror game?
Oh, right. Oh, I need to look into it. It's really cool. Basically, it's not exactly a sonar, but you go into this game, you can't see anything. You use like an echo sense. To where you get
Daredevil's vision.
Daredevil vision.
Yeah, you get this basic image, but it's a horror game. So things are constantly shifting and trying to attack you, and you're trying to dodge and hide.
Isn't it like a witch or a ghost or something is in the house?
Something weird, I don't remember, but it looked like it was going to be fun.
Okay, well, then I'm going to end this on one last game I hope to see. Sadly enough, I'm actually going to shill for mobile gaming.
Oh, Lord.
But hey, we cover all the bases. I saw a pre-video for it. They were working on it. It works off of your GPS, so your location signal that you give. You walk through, like, your home and or building that you're in, which is kind of sketchy because, you
know... Isn't that horror one again?
It's that horror one, yeah, where you're walking through your house.
And it literally takes an image of your room and alters it as you go.
Yeah. So basically what it's meant for is you go through your house, you scan your house, it loads it into the game... And then when you get back into it later on, it's meant to be played at night. So you turn off all the lights in your house and you walk through and you're looking through your phone. It's basically your camera screen that you're walking around with looking around your house. So you might open the door to the bathroom and suddenly a ghost jumps out of the bathroom.
Nope, my black ass never playing that game.
It's just basically a little haunted house game. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
It does look like
there's a reason why you never see black dudes going through a haunted house on their own. It's always in large groups or never at all. Black people don't fuck with that. Don't fuck with that.
Alright, guys. Well, it's time for our outro and time for us to get outro. So, peace!
Dun, dun, dun.
Boom.
Ciao.